to live there.
And now, mis queridos listeners, we remember a journalist and learn from his words of wisdom or sabiduría. His name was Rubén Salazar, and he was one of the major chroniclers of the Chicano rights movement of Los Angeles. Born and raised in El Paso, Salazar occupied one of the most precarious spaces in American life, that of a journalist caught in the middle.
The Mexican-American in this country has been sold a bill of goods for so long that it has weakened him to the point of impotence. From the beginning, he was sold the idea that he was white. In other words, one of the boys. Well, hell, he's not one of the boys. In my estimation, he's not even white.
Ernesto Vigil, a Chicano activist, knew the inequity that Salazar sought to expose.
With our hearts in our hands and our hands in the soil, we declare the independence of our mestizo nation.
If this were Arabic, I'd say it's an intifada. It's a shaking off of this long-standing servitude.
During a demonstration that turned violent in August of 1970, Salazar tried to avoid confrontation by finding shelter inside a bar, but a sheriff's deputy fired a tear gas canister through the bar's doorway. Salazar was killed, a martyr of the Chicano rights movement at only 42 years old, and an American journalist killed on our ground. His writings describe a struggle Latinos are still experiencing today. Where do I fit in? And what is my space? In the 1960s, Rubén Salazar felt the answers were ambiguous at best.
Every society must have its ruling class. The U.S. ruling class is the white Protestant. Though counted as white by the census, Mexican Americans were never really thought of as such. Because I wasn't too dark, I was treated better than the darker Mexicans.
For more on Rubén Salazar, check your local PBS listings for the premiere of Rubén Salazar, Man in the Middle, a documentary about his life. It premieres on PBS stations this Tuesday, supported by our friends at Latino Public Broadcasting. And now, my dear listeners, we also want to remember some important musicians who we lost. The fabulous Cheo Feliciano was a hugely influential Puerto Rican salsa singer who passed away last week at the age of 78. And if you listened to this past week's Latino USA, you know that all of us here love salsa. But we also love the music of the Nueva Canción movement. So we say goodbye as well to Sonia Silvestre, the singer and cultural activist from the Dominican Republic, who was the voice of their new song movement. We'll leave you with a bit of her music today. She passed away last week at only 61. Adios, mi querida Sonia.
Teniendo belleza del sol y la flor, porque llora la tarde sabiendo que existe otro día.